And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. He was set on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben there were great thoughts of heart. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. Therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And his breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty, only to want. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live for ever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say? And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?